Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A, America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
Oh my God. It's the breaking news siren. Andrew, the Saints just released injury report for week one. And my love for the breaking news siren knows no bounds, so I wanted to do a podcast. Let's go over the injury report. It was
you actually didn't want to do a podcast, but you wanted to play that music so badly that we decided to go ahead and do one.
We did one, yeah. The breaking news is the injury report, but the injury report for the Saints is filled with delightful news. So tell the people. Let's go over it.
Well, are all these people listed on this report, are they Saints players?
They are.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good. Yeah, it's good to see this report and a lot of good news. The one kind of concern is Mario Edwards is still not practicing, and he's a guy that I really thought would start with Onyemata being out. So no Rankins, most likely no Onyemata, and potentially no Mario Edwards. So starts to feel a little handcuffed at defensive tackle.
Oh my God, that's Shai Tuttle's music.
So, well, there's Shai Tuttle. You know, you got Taylor Stallworth. Those guys are going to get to play. They're going to get opportunities. Obviously, Malcolm Brown is probably going to play more than normally the Saints would want him to. You know, he's probably going to get extended snaps in this one and less of a breather than he normally would. But they may have to rotate some guys on the interior, too. You know, Cam Jordan may need to rush from the inside a little bit. Trey Hendrickson may get to do that a little bit. Davenport. So they're going to have to get a little creative with how they do the front seven, the front four, more specifically. But then, you know, everywhere else, they're looking pretty good. The receivers all practice. Kirkwood, Austin Carr, Dwayne Washington's back at practice, which is good for special teams. So the Saints are looking healthy coming into Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I think, you know, it was not so much a concern. It was just curious as to who is going to play at receiver and what are they going to do. And look, they still have they'll do game plan specific things on who's active and who's inactive, and that'll happen Monday afternoon. But I mean, look, we said it all preseason. Like the Saints had a fantastic, uneventful preseason where nothing bad happened, and the biggest news was Kiko Alonso, the trade, so that was really good. If you had to put money on if let's say Mario Edwards doesn't go, what's your gut tell you that they do? I know you said you mentioned Cam Jordan move inside and do different things. Who do you think would get the bulk of his snaps?
It's tough because, you know, Malcolm Brown obviously is going to start, and he's kind of your interior guy that's more of the run stuffer a la Tyler Davison. But then usually it's Onyemata and Rankins, who are the other defensive tackle, that are more of your three tech, you know, brushing the passer, getting pocket push, that sort of thing. So I don't know that Stallworth is a great replacement for those guys. Stallworth to me is more of a Malcolm Brown guy. So, you know, maybe they play Stallworth and Brown together on third and two, and those guys work. But you know, it may be that Shai Tuttle gets a little bit of extra reps here. Yeah, like I said, Mario Edwards is going to start this week. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go if he can't. Now, listen, it's Thursday. So if he practices tomorrow and they have a game Monday night, not Sunday, so they have an extra day, it's still possible that he can get himself ready in time. And that's certainly the hope. But if, man, if you're missing three defensive tackles, Onyemata, Rankins, and Mario Edwards for this game, it starts to feel like you would have to potentially play a guy like Shai Tuttle, and it feels a little thin.
Yeah, and look, it can be an issue because I think this is actually, if you're going to have trouble at defensive tackle, I think this would be the week, because the Texans' run game, if you take out Deshaun Watson's running, they would be 32nd in running by running.
Yeah, that's
by
a fact,
backs.
Right? That's yeah. Not something you just made up. Yeah,
no, that's a fact.
Like statistically accurate. Yeah,
statistically accurate. If you take Deshaun Watson,
that's with Lamar Miller.
That's with Lamar Miller last year. So I think they're gonna have a tough time. They would have a tough time running the ball, even if the Saints are thin at defensive tackle, which is good. So if you had to pick a week where you were kind of a mess in your interior, like this would be, the Texans would be the team, I think, week one. You know, and
I
good.
Still,
look, Onyemata will be back.
I still think Mario Edwards is a go, man. I mean, we'll see how this week develops, but I don't know. I mean, unless like Sylvester Williams is going to play, I mean, you know, or something like that. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So we did this breaking news, one, because I like to play the breaking news music, but two is as we wrap up and you only get a free podcast Friday and you get the free one on Monday morning and that's it. We wanted to remind you, you get this every freaking day and it's $7 a month. And if you pay $7 a month, you get the podcast every day. If you pay $10, you get the podcast every day and Andrew's grades. And as a thank you, for $7 or $10, you get a koozie or a magnet shipped to you. And guess what? All the people that are international, we ship to you too. I shipped 7 things internationally from Australia to the UK to our boy Monadulo in the Netherlands. Like, we ship to you internationally. If you sign up for the daily podcast, you get a magnet and a koozie no matter where the fuck you are in the world.
Did you just say Monadulo?
Monadulo?
Monadula, yeah. It's a not an O. Heard an O.
Yeah. So, but we ship worldwide if you sign up for the $7 one. Like, you know?
It's true. No, yeah, listen, these podcasts are all free and you're enjoying them right now. But if you found that ad at the beginning a little annoying, another thing you want to think about here is that not only do you get these daily podcasts, once the season starts, the paywall goes up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
Up, so you only get one show free per week. If you want access to all of them and you want access to my grades, that's $10. But on top of that, another ad free feature, baby. Bonuses, no ads.
No ads. Yeah, patron people, no, anything that's patron only has no ads. The only podcast that will have the ads is The Big Show, and if we do a bonus one or an extra one on a Wednesday. The rest of them don't have ads. And I know a lot of people are like, hey, I hate the ads. I have to fast forward through them. Well, if you're a patron, you only have to worry about the ads once, twice a week if we do a bonus show. So it's totally worth it. And, Andrew, if they sign up right now, because this podcast is going to post before the Thursday kickoff, if you become a patron, you can sign up in our Survivor Pool because you'll have access to that post. You can go and sign up in our Survivor Pool, and you get a chance to win an extra large T-shirt and your own special podcast episode with me. And there's
how many people we got in the Survivor?
We have 60. The last time I checked, I think it was either 57 or 58, and that included my mom.
That's beautiful.
So do it. I mean, it's fun. Guys, this podcast, we've been working hard at it. We're super excited to be in the top 1,000 for Apple of all podcasts. We're in the top 110 for just a hot minute yesterday for football podcasts in the United States. So remember, if you listen to this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review us. That helps us get higher in the Apple rankings. And me and Andrew, just one time in our lives, we want to be in the top 50 football podcasts in America. And if you rate and review us and subscribe, that can happen. We're not asking for much, right, Andrew? We just want to be in the top
50, you know.
Just top 50. Just one time. Yeah. So this has been Breaking News, and we will see you again tomorrow.